Hello, and welcome to the Miss Kelly Podcast. Today I have with me Trent Miss Kelly, my father. I have known my dad for 16 years. I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today I am interviewing him to figure out what his life was like before me. Trent Miss Kelly, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm so excited to be on this podcast today. As Austin said, I am his father, the one and only. And have been his father for 16 years. I'm so excited to talk today.
All right, let's start off with the basics. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in West Point, Mississippi, and lived in the house that my great-grandfather has built. He built the house back in the 1940s, and we lived there, my mom and my dad, for all of my life. Really enjoyed hanging out in a small town. It was the smallest town you can possibly imagine. And went to the same high school my dad went to. So, small town, USA.
All right. What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
I grew up spending a lot of time out in the woods. So my dad and I would go out and hunt and fish. And we also got into shooting guns together, so we started shooting competitions a lot, and that was a unique thing. Don't hear a lot of people doing that, but really enjoyed getting to spend time with my dad and shooting guns.
All right. Did you have a certain genre of music as a kid that you predominantly listened to?
Well, that's very interesting. So my very first tape I got was Metallica, Master of Puppets. Loved Metallica. That actually got me into the music that Metallica grew up on, which was the Misfits, so I enjoyed the Misfits. My very first CDs, two CDs grouped together, was Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 by Guns N' Roses, two of the best CDs probably ever. That was coming off of their great masterwork. Appetite for Destruction, which was also a tape that I had. My first record, if you really want to go back, was Thriller, Michael Jackson. Loved that record. And then after that, I remember having Poison, which was an amazing record as well. So yes, I would say rock and roll and probably heavy metal. All genres around that.
All right. Did you ever get into any fights as a kid?
I'm not really a big fighter. I felt like I could always joke or talk my way out of anything. So I never really got in a fight with anyone. I saw some fights, but they were probably the same types of fights you guys see. People going out into the parking lot and settling their business. But no big fights for me.
Did you ever sneak out of the house as a kid?
So fun story time, as you could say nowadays. I attempted to sneak out of the house one time, and I thought that I was really slick, and I had made up my bed and kind of put like this sort of pillows and everything to make it look like I wasn't that I was still in the bed. But as I mentioned before earlier in this interview, I lived in the house that my great grandfather built, which means that you have all the creaks and stuff that you would expect out of that. And so I attempted to make it out of the front of the house using a skeleton key, because that's the type of keys we had in the house. And my mom heard me, so I rushed back to the bed and got in and forgot to take my hat off. And so she came into my room to check on me, and then I was laying in the bed. And she ripped off the sheets, and I was fully clothed with my hat on and my shoes on. And I had a difficult time making a good excuse for why I was not sneaking out of the house, so I got grounded.
All right. Where did you go to college?
Mississippi State University, home of the Bulldogs. Town called Starkville, Mississippi, roughly 30 miles from where I grew up.
And from what I know, that you've met my mom there at college. What was your first impression of my mom?
I thought she was smoking hot and really, really wanted to get to know her. And we did so over a bottle of tequila.
What is your best date that you ever went on with my mother?
I would say one of my most memorable dates with her was our first date, and we went to the nicest restaurant in Starkville, Mississippi, which doesn't say a whole lot based on Houston levels. But my reason for really remembering that date was because she was so nervous coming to the date, which I have no idea why, because as I said before, she was a very hot woman. She forgot to paint one hand of her fingernails, and I thought that was just hilarious, and we laughed over it. So I would say, yeah, that was probably one of my more memorable dates.
Okay. What was one of the dumbest decisions that you ever got in trouble with either the law or with your parents? You can choose.
Why? This is a very intriguing question. So I'm going to have to keep it PC so I don't have to tell everybody in the world my business. I got in a lot of trouble growing up because I was always getting into something with my buddies in high school. Trying to think of the most memorable time that I got in trouble from my parents was probably when I was riding around with a bunch of my friends and trying to show off in my car. And I was it had been raining a little bit, and I hit the accelerator a little too hard, and the car got out from underneath me, and I had a bunch of friends in my car, and I slammed into a concrete bridge, fortunately only going like 10 or 15 miles an hour, and I was like a quarter of a mile from my home. So my parents came down there. It was very clear that nobody was hurt, and they were just mad at me for being an idiot, also grounded and without a car for a while.
All right. In college, were you a big party guy, or were you more on the nerdy side?
I would say for the first 2 years of college, I was a super nerd. You could find me most often up in the library studying hard for tests because I really wanted to do well in college. And then I met a good friend of mine who's still a friend of mine, and we really enjoyed hanging out, playing video games, drinking and partying. And then so I spent probably the last year and a half of college relaxing and enjoying more of it. I wish I'd have done more of that from the beginning.
And last question, what was life like after college?
I always knew what I wanted to do going into college and what I wanted as a career afterwards. I've always been interested in computers and programming. And so the very first thing that I did after college was that same friend that I just mentioned. He and I started a business together. Building some software products, and I have been doing that ever since.
All right. Well, thank you, Trent Miss Kelly, for coming out, and stay tuned for episode 2.
Woohoo!